Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You're listening to WAAOL, All Automotive Advertising News All the Time, hosted, of course, by Blog Talk Radio and featured on our free automotive advertising resource portal, adagencyonline.net, your one-stop site for all of your automotive advertising news and needs. And, of course, I'm Philip Zellinger, the host of the show. Today's show, by the way, is Automotive Advertising Experts, and I, of course, am the president of Ad Agency Online. We're a full-service automotive advertising agency who recognizes the need for networking and leveraged resources. We, after all, are an online community of linked independent agencies and production partners that have learned the value of online communications and distributions and the basic need to integrate the World Wide Web into today's media selections, added right on the list with radio, TV, and newspaper. Today's show is a little bit different than normal. Automotive Advertising Experts in the past has been reserved for vendors that we have experience with. I've either spent my own money with them, having been a dealer for over 25-plus years, and or in the last 7 or 8 years as a dealer coach and consultant in our advertising agency, we've always taken the role of key vendor negotiations and selections. So we have a long list of friends that we've done business with over the years, and we've listed as not only preferred and recommended vendors within our agency, but also now on this free resource portal where we select vendors to advise the general auto industry with some past success stories. Now, today's subject is going to be covered really through a company that we bumped into because I was looking to diversify our resources in text messaging. I see mobile channel as the new super exit on the superhighway. Super Internet Highway, and I think that EdTel may have an answer that we want to listen to. I have Bob Manley on the line, by the way. He is the founder of the company. One of the things I've always done in filtering through my review processes for vendors and different technologies and applications has been the people behind the product. And in looking at his resume and looking at his history, it has a long, diverse background that came in from outside of the auto industry, I noted, and then he started focusing on that with AdTel. It appears in 1992, I guess, him and his son Ross actually formed AdTel, and they're using IVR technologies, and they started out basically with automated collection of applications and jobs and credits and, you know, basically done through a lot of different channels and different technologies. He obviously has a good background in that, and I should also make sure that he's still with us. Bob, you on the line?
Yes, I am, Philip.
Very good. Well, I'll tell you what, I don't want to get into too much detail on giving a background on you because you perhaps can do better for that than I, but my expectation today is that we're going to go over the basic logic that we share of the growing demographics of SMS messaging and it, the value of it versus emailing, using text and service and parts, advertising using keywords, PMS data integration, and basically the evolution of SMS to the more web-based MMS. And I'm going to sit back and listen for a little bit. I'm taking notes, as is my audience. And I guess what I start with is a basic question. What does AdTel have to offer in not only the text messaging world that we're trying to evolve into, but how it links into existing processes and systems that you also host through AdTel?
Okay, Philip. I'll try to be brief. Let me start with a kind of the quick synopsis of the history of the company. We started working with IVR technology, as you mentioned. We started that in 1992. We'll finish our 16th year in that October 2nd. It was a very simple system. We used automated applications through IVR technology so that people could apply 24/7, 365 for credit with any of our client car dealers. They did that through an automated system answering standard questions that were posed, and as a result of that, we would send an immediate facsimile copy to the dealer of the information on the applicant. That evolved, of course, with the Internet. We started doing Internet applications. In 1997, when it was still pretty much an infant, and continued and developed follow-up techniques and management systems for continuing to contact and manage those leads. Jumping way forward to 2006, we began to also offer an option to do a follow-up with a prospect by text message. So we would send a text message to the individual as a reminder to come in for an appointment for the dealership, or if they had not made an appointment, to schedule an appointment, and gave them the information on the text message on how to schedule that. In addition to this, we also did a voice call through an automated system, and we did email reminders. So we had three ways of contacting those prospective customers on a regular and continuing basis as defined by the individual dealer. We expanded our text messaging rapidly in the last 6 months to include a number of other facets, including putting a keyword in advertising, typically a different keyword in each ad. So that keyword being text from or text into a number, either a short code or what we call a long code, would result in that applicant getting back specific information from the dealership. We then developed what we called a conversational text, which is a multi-tiered text messaging system, so that an individual, for instance, who is on a car lot during the weekend or after hours, may see a message there that they can text in a keyword and get specific information on any vehicle. Now, this information could be special lease pricing, additional discounts that might apply. And in that case, they would send in a single keyword that was identified with the actual lot. They would get a response message that asked them to enter the stock number of the vehicle. If that stock number is entered correctly, then the dealer, of course, now has been able to identify an individual that was on their lot after hours or on their lot not talking with a salesperson but having an interest in a specific vehicle. So that was the next step in doing text messaging. It has evolved now into a number of other departments that can utilize it. Service departments can utilize it for advising people of when service is due on a particular vehicle. In the case of a manufacturer's recall, each person having purchased that model vehicle can be notified of the recall and the steps to take. In the case of parts departments, they can notify customers when parts have arrived, and it saves the parts manager that time and also tracks those messages by management. They can use separate keywords in different ads to identify the essential response from a specific media. So if they are running in 4 print publications and 2 television stations and 3 radio stations, they could use a different keyword in each of those media and therefore have a way to evaluate the efficiency of each media. So that's a very quick synopsis. We actually have a total of 14 separate applications that we do specifically in text messaging for car dealers. But I know... I didn't mean to interrupt, but I know that you stay on top of advertising probably more than anyone in the industry, and I'm sure that you have some specific ideas of what needs are by dealers now.
Yeah, and Bob, the reason that I had selected you to come on the show and the reason why I moved you towards the head of the list in our review process is, again, I repeat the fact that I've always recognized the importance of people over product, and you know, today's technology can get a little confusing. And sometimes data even becomes a problem rather than a solution if it's misinterpreted or misapplied, you know, if the processes are too complicated, if they require too much redundant data input, it becomes, set aside in day-to-day priorities and it becomes a secondary issue. So I think the thing that I was impressed most about you, Bob, and your company is that your background has got very much of a better understanding of the inbound and outbound communication systems that have to exist across departments. I noticed that you also pointed out the integration of fixed ops into your techniques into the SMS messaging and service in general being an integral part of an ongoing communication link with customers in a dealership. And I'm just curious to understand, how do you guys counsel the dealers to take maximum use of your processes, because that's been a biggest problem I've enjoyed over, I've experienced rather over the years in advising dealers to start leveraging their resources through the uses of technologies and, you know, and consistent processes. And I'm wondering, how do you involve yourself, whether it be through the design of a product or ongoing support, to make sure that a dealer is taking maximum value out of your systems?
Well, that's an extremely important point, Philip, in that we have a dedicated customer service team, and their entire role is support. Now, because all of this happens through our systems, we continually monitor the activities of each dealer. And we can tell if we're having, if we have somebody new that's coming to the dealership and we see that, for instance, the parts department is no longer sending messages out, we are proactive in making a call to find out if there is a new manager there or if they have changed processes, and then we retrain whenever it's necessary to make sure that the processes are utilized to their maximum potential. And it is. It's definitely an ongoing and definitely a proactive part of our business.
Yeah, and another value is, you know, we, of course, as you pointed out, is a priority is on an agency perspective is, you know, ROI is not just a quantifiable term. You know, you can't only reduce return on investment to an analytic pulled off of the back end of a website or even pulled off of a report provided by a vendor. A lot of it has to do with making sure that the process makes sense and integrating it into the real-world proven processes that have established ourselves as a very profitable business. It's in recent years that with the economy shrinking and the staff being reduced, that we have to start more relying on technologies to amplify the resources that we're left with, the people, in other words. One of the things I enjoyed about reviewing the application online, I had a presentation done by Antel, is the fact that you had a lot of different ways to drill down for facts and figures. Maybe you can give us a little overview of the actual product and maybe even paint a picture for us as to what it looks like for the dealer as far as how he accesses the information, how he updates the messages, and how he monitors the response.
Okay. The key portal, if you will, for the dealer is a site that we call adtel.net. And on the adtel.net site, the dealer has full control, and he has a visual of every applicant that has come through there, through whether it has come through via text messaging, whether it's come through a separate source. He may be buying internet leads. He may be doing television, radio, newspaper, whatever source has produced that. The source is identified. The individual is identified. We're available by name, if not by cell number. And the dealer then can control the follow-up messaging that he's doing to each of these prospects and where they stand in the buying process. So he can move someone from a simple prospect to a working customer. He can allow them to set their own appointment time if they wish when they first do an application. Or he can note their application time when he's made contact, or the BDC for the dealership has made contact with that individual, and it will track whether they have shown or not shown up for the application based on their input, and therefore ask for additional follow-up that may be by email, text messaging, or voice through the automated system. So he has one look that tells him where everything is in the process at that time. Now, if he is wanting to submit the application to a lender, he can, once that application is complete enough, he can simply submit that, and it goes directly into that lender, and the data comes back to his Adtel.net screen. So he has pretty much full control in terms of the prospects and where those prospects stand. We also can identify individual salespeople that may have their own sign-on to Adtel.net, and they, in turn, see only their customer file as opposed to the overall customer file. Sales management can look at the entire file at any given time.
Now, in reviewing your application, I was also had a lot of time invested in trying to understand how you push and or pull or integrate into existing systems or processes at the store, whether it be their CRM tools, their DMS, or whatever. Perhaps you can give us some insight as to how you draw the information out of inventory, whether you link through a dealer specialties or a home net, or how you access the data, and more importantly, how you're able to maintain and update the input of the data to integrate into existing processes such as a higher gear or some other CRM function.
Right, and these are automated functions, whether they're using dealer specialties, Teton, Dealer Trend, ePencil, EBZ Autos, Cobalt, or whether it's their primary database of ADP, Reynolds & Reynolds. We have integration platforms with virtually all of these services. And that update is done automatically, so that data can be moved every day. Typically, it is done on a daily basis. So the information on the vehicle listings are there, the stock numbers are there. If they're using strictly the SMS system, the text messaging system, then they have the ability to either put an individual message that would go out on a particular stock number, or they can use a default message. The default's automatic. If they haven't put in a specific message on a vehicle, then they get the default message when they respond.
Mm-hmm. You know, another thing that I had, how would I put it? I guess it was a revelation to me is that, you know, a lot of dealers out there tend to listen to the bells and whistles of a presentation. You know, there are a lot of applications now vying for their piece of the market in text messaging. And quite frankly, one of the things that I had witnessed in the way the different technologies are being applied is they're going into more robust definitions of putting videos and putting pictures and internet website links into text messaging. And, you know, your son, I guess it was, Ross, perhaps made a valid point to me when he made reference to the fact that, well, PDAs are certainly developed and growing, but the cell phone function exists universally across both the PDA and the regular cell phone that would just accommodate a text message. So as I understand it, your platform only deals with the actual copy. They do not allow for visuals. And perhaps you can explain and expand why you think that's a good thing.
Okay. Well, simply, as you mentioned, the SMS, the short-form text message, is virtually ubiquitous. Until we have more penetration into what they call G3 technology, and we have more penetration with PDAs and web-enabled devices, the text message is able to reach virtually 100% of cell phone users. And the cell phone users, as you know, are almost everyone has their own phone. And that phone is their personal communication device. So we're reaching and identifying that person. We're doing it by text message. Certainly, a text message may include data that would allow them to go to a specific website for either more information or to complete an application in the case of credit. But we know that we're reaching virtually 100% with a text message in short form, where we drop that down to about 30% if we only have something that's good on a PDA. So
the point being that there's no filter that would prevent anyone from receiving it. And quite honestly, you know, going back to advertising 101, and that is to simply say that you want to make sure that you have the right audience, the right message, and the right time. And the value of text messaging is that timing issue. The fact that the moment they have that urge to drill down and get additional information, whether it be they have an embedded, a short code in a billboard they're passing or into an existing print ad they're reading, or even the window sticker on the inventory they're driving through, the moment they have that urge, the most convenient communication tool they have is going to be their cell phone. And the ability to have that as a universal connection, I think is something that got my attention and made me decide to move forward. Because the first filter, and again, the reason I'm repeating myself on this issue is because it's so common for car guys who don't understand the technology to go for the pretty ones. And I've got to tell you guys, sometimes it's not a matter of the pretty as much as it is the information and the distribution systems and the integration with your existing processes and the filter of eliminating someone who doesn't have that kind of a Website-enabled device is an extremely important element and one of the reasons why I decided to continue the conversation on the SMS. While I'm on it, since you seem to have been such a visionary throughout your years in the industry, I'm curious to get a sense of how do you see text messaging growing and expanding, and do you have any particular plans within AdTel to expand what you're currently doing?
Well, we do. I mean, we're expanding it. We're expanding it continually, and as we see more G3 devices come in and more use of what they call .mobi connections, which are specifically designed for web access via a cell phone, we will be developing those. But again, we look for the universal messaging. Nothing would be more frustrating than to lose a customer. I mean, this is all about selling cars. Nothing's worse than to lose a customer because they're doing something you ask them to do and they don't get information because their phone wouldn't handle it. You just turn the customer off. So we want to get the messages out. We want to get the messages out that count. In terms of developing, part of our development is to continually improve on ways to actually produce more meaningful traffic into the dealership. One of the things we've just added is something we call Match It. And Match It basically allows a customer to respond to a keyword. They get back a random three-digit number. If they take a test drive at the dealership and the odometer reading on the car they've test driven matches those last three, they win a $500 gas card, whatever it may be, up to the dealer. But it gives them just one more reason to go into that dealership and to actually be part of the buying process. So these are the kind of things we're looking at, is how we can use that to get more people in and get them in faster. Now, text messaging itself, the reason so many people are doing this, is it is absolutely the most astounding media that we've had hit since the Internet. The usages are staggering in terms of numbers. We're talking about 90 billion messages a month being sent and received. So we're also seeing a very nice climb up the demographic ladder. We've known for some time that the 21 to 35-year-olds have been very heavy users. Have had very heavy usage of that technology for the last 4 to 5 years. Well, now we're seeing that expand up into the 50 and 55 age demographics, where we're getting 60 and 70% of those in that larger demographic spread that are sending or receiving at least one text message a day. So those numbers have just exploded and they continue to explode.
Yeah, and as an advertising agency, we're responsible for monitoring these things, which is why the moment we opened up our portal, we started going through trying to select recommended vendors that are involved in text messaging as a communication tool to their clients, and something that we could incorporate into our ROI analytics from our end as an agency. The easier we can cross the bridge between the real and the virtual world and be able to track the investments that we've made on all levels, the better off we all are. Speaking of numbers, speaking of math, I understood in the conversation that I had with, I guess, Ross, that there was an opportunity to extend the price point through AdAgencyOnline.net to our existing dealers. You know, a lot of the guys out there are always putting their pencil first, and I remind you all that in order to, you got to be in it to win it. So getting invested and involved in text messaging to expand your message delivery process to these people, these drive-bys, these, the newer technologies are being applied daily. You need to be in that. And the opportunity, as I understand it, with your price point, is that we're able to extend it. I don't know if it's an unlimited opportunity, but certainly during this conversation, for people listening and for our agencies and for our clients, that basically we're looking at $249 a month. Is that correct?
That's correct. For those that are involved in this broadcast, yes.
Okay, if you could perhaps then expand on exactly how that would work. If I decided to move forward today, I've been trying to decide to use someone for text messaging. What do I do first, second, and third?
Well, the first thing is to let us know that they have an interest. And excuse me, the easiest way to do that would actually be to text ADTEL, ADTEL, to 214-244-1639. And that's set up specifically for today, and we'll be monitoring that as they come in, and we'll be in contact and explain to a dealer how to get that set up, what's involved, selection of the keyword, choice on whether they want to use a short code or what we call a long code, and determine their start date, their plan, their execution, show them some samples of what our dealers are using to create both the lot traffic and samples that they could use in their advertising, some recommendations perhaps for their agency in terms of how they can build that into their television and radio commercial production.
Okay, and as far as the time frame of it, I move forward today, I go through, I go into that short code, I plug it in, I get the response back. The conversation to actually having it available and operating is how long?
Typically, it's within no more than 48 hours.
Okay. All right, let me go on then to repeat and remind everyone that the purpose of today's show is to put some feelers out there, see if anyone out there is interested in expanding the options that we have. As I remind you all, we already do have a relationship with a text message provider, but in this instance, if you want information on AdTel, you're certainly welcome to call them direct. They were wise enough to assign their own short code so they can source it, but if you don't have the time to write down the number or if you need more direct information, feel free to go directly to adagentsonline.net, link on our automotive advertising consultations. It's free. I'd be more than happy to connect the dots for you guys and moving forward as well. I have already been through a presentation. I have a little bit of a comfort level to give you an overview of it from my perception of it. Also, of course, I'll be happy to link you directly through to Bob or Ross to get some more insight into it. But let's all just share the common sense point, and that is that you've got to accept the responsibility to get your message out. And in today's market, it's just not as cost-effective as it used to be to go into conventional advertising and limit yourself to that. It's no longer acceptable to just anticipate the traffic will be drawn through your SEO and SEM investments. You have to connect the dots between the real and the virtual world. And text messaging, I think, is one of the easiest ways to bridge that divide. The ability to embed almost a hyperlink type of a logic into your print ads and radio and TV and billboards and have it direct the information to you through electronic distribution like a cell phone. You know, I can only say that it's a wisdom that's already come and is almost gone. Those of you who do not accommodate that kind of instant gratification to people looking for information, you're going to lose out. I mean, most people only narrow it down to two or three dealers in their search, and you really want to be on that short list. Bob, I guess I should give you the last minute or so, give me an overview of why you think we should move forward in contacting AdTel and why you think you may have something proprietary as far as product or service.
Well, I guess the short code, if you would be that it is, I mean, it's here now. It's growing fast. Being part of having text messaging as part of your essential communication with customers, prospective customers, is critical. And we provide a robust platform for doing that. We're always adding features. We have proactive support. So we certainly encourage that contact to occur. And by the way, our website is adtelusa.com. So.
Very good. All right. I think we have enough information to know how to move forward. I remind you all that AdAgencyOnline.net is a free resource portal. Its intent is the platform cutting edge technologies and applications. It's important we all recognize that we act as a filter, in effect, to try and narrow it down. Today's show is a little bit of an extension of that logic and the fact that we haven't actually done our, quote, due diligence in the field, but I'm comfortable based on the information I have enough to platform it and get some feedback from you. If you are a present AdTel user in some form, whether it be credit applications or any of the IVR technologies they've integrated in the past in the dealer networks out there, or if you're even one of their existing text message people, feel free to email us or contact us through adagentsonline.net, provide us some feedback, provide us any feedback that you can for our group. I also should go back to another question. Perhaps I should ask, I didn't during the course of the show, Bob, what are some of the current dealer clients that you may be willing to brag about? Car guys tend to cut through the clutter when they relate to the people that have already made the decision before them.
Well, certainly we have a number that they can contact depending on which area they're in. Rivergate Toyota has been with us a long time. They're in Nashville. They're using the text messaging. Trophy Nissan here in Dallas. Aloha Kia out in Hawaii. Mark Heights in Oklahoma City. Bob Chevrolet in Columbus, Ohio. World Kia in Las Vegas. Ford of Kirkland in Kirkland, Washington. All-Star Hyundai in Baton Rouge.
Okay. Time's winding down. We could probably go off another half hour. The good news is we're not the first. Let's just be the best. Bob, have a great day. Thanks for the input, and I'll be in touch.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Philip.